This is Art Tatum, New York City. And it's a great pleasure for me to be able to take part in a special program for Radio Sweden. On your second program, I understand, and it's a real great honor for me to be a part of it. For the first number, I'd like to play Someone Watch Over Me.
That's kind of the definition of an aw shucks personality. I mean, a more modest, kind of contented soul is hard to imagine. But he was so comfortable with his fingers, I think he had a right to be that modest. Alan, if you could cue it up to the next spot with a minute to go in that next track.
Michael, how old was he when he died?
He was 46 when he died. And you know what happened was kind of scripted almost. Here's a young man born in Toledo, black, blind, a hell of a pianist. And there was really only one venue in which he could operate, and that was nightclubs, which meant every night he would start playing at 8 o'clock. Customers would bring him beer by the pitcher, and he'd wrap up by 4 or 5 in the morning. And after 20 years of that, he blew out his kidneys. Right. And the cause of his death was uremia, which is urine in the blood caused by, you know, kidney failure. And that, unfortunately, it was the end of the greatest keyboard genius who ever lived. But in those few years, he probably played more notes than Rubinstein and Horowitz and Rachmaninoff combined. Really remarkable. Are you ready with the next clip? Yeah, so Tatum will explain what the broadcast is about.
Again, it's a real pleasure for me to be able to take part in this second program of yours. And before going on, I'd like to play one of my old favorites here, Begin the Begin. I thought maybe before I played Begin the Begin, I'd like to state and tell a few of the people in Sweden that I intend to go to Sweden next year, 1956. In fact, we had planned to go over this year, but a few little complications set in and wasn't able to make it, but I am going over around the spring of 1956. So we'll let go of the idle chatter and start playing a little piece of Begin the Begin on the piano.
Cut those things off, but you know, you hear the sound of that voice and you think, gee, what a nice guy. He never made it to Europe. He was really looking forward to going, gotten a new tuxedo. An impresario had arranged the whole tour, but he just didn't last that long, unfortunately.
Well, thank God there are all of these recordings. I mean, there are hours and hours, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, hundreds of recordings now. And over the last 10 years, they've started to be reissued on CDs, so you can just Google and Amazon to your heart's content.
Right. So as far as, for instance, in the way that Busoni sort of did that job on Bach, Tatum also did things to classical pieces.
Classical defined in the most liberated sense. If you consider a Cole Porter tune to be a classic, which I do. These are sort of great American classics dressed up on the keyboard as nobody else could. But he also took sort of what we define as piano classics and gussied them up a little bit, too.
Now, one of them was music by Massenet.
Jules Massenet,
right.
Yeah.
And that's the Elegy.
Yeah.
And we have that?
Yeah, but let's do that after. Can I play a little something first?
Oh, of course. it does more than just
I don't
want to prop
follow,
you up.
I don't want to follow the Elegy. It's really...
Okay, so you want to get in first.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have the Tatum send-up of the Dvorak Humoresque.
Okay.
Which, by the way, was one of his favorite little party pieces. He had a couple different versions, and this is an amalgam of a few of them.
So if I invited you to a party, maybe you'd sit down and do this?
Not a problem.
Okay. This is Michael Hawley on Classics in the Morning, and he's got the Art Tatum version of Humoresque by Dvorak here on 89.7.